It's Usually Net driving you home this afternoon. That is the brilliant new single from the amazing guys of One Republic. It is called Didn't I? They've got a brand new album coming out called Human, May 8th. Joining us on the phone, the amazing Mr. Ryan Tedder, everybody.
Yes. Welcome to the show, Ryan.
Hey there.
Yeah, you've done it again.
Hey,
another brilliant new song to add to all the many brilliant songs you've written and also written and performed over many years. Well done, buddy.
Thank you so much, man. Appreciate it.
Where do we find you right now, Ryan? Are you in self-isolation? Are you in lockdown? Whereabouts? Yes. Okay.
I'm in quarantine.
Okay. You're in quarantine.
In Los Angeles. In Los Angeles, in quarantine, in my, funny enough, in my recording studio, which is a very, very fortunate place to be. Locked up with me and one of the guys in the band and one other guy. We all ended up in quarantine because we got exposed to a couple people that got really sick the day after we were with them in London. And so when we flew back to LA, we landed and, you know, you turn your phone on when you land and your phone starts dinging like crazy. And one of the first text messages I got was from a friend of mine that I had had dinner with the night before. Like we hung out till like 3 a.m. We had like a good night. And he was like, mate, I'm in the hospital, right? I'm in the hospital. Ooh, you need to go quarantine yourself, call a doctor and get tested.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's worrying times for the world, Ryan. Obviously, everywhere has been affected, as you would know. I mean, you must be speaking to people from your quarantine from all over the world, I imagine.
Yes, I have. I've been FaceTiming people literally all over the world. And I just randomly, like about 9 days ago, was like, I'm going to start live streaming, I would like to, like a few days before everybody started doing it, I started doing cooking shows on my Instagram page and then doing mini free miniature concerts. And like, it's crazy because I call it the United Nations of Boredom. And we're all just kind of in it together and figuring out ways to stay sane.
I'm loving your quarantine cuisine.
That's that we did one tonight. The one I did last night was a bit scandalous because I made a dish from Wuhan. I thought it was kind of an interesting.
Yeah. No, good. You know, that's great, man. Exactly. That's what they need in Wuhan. That's what the world needs. Realize that Wuhan is a lovely town. Yeah, apparently,
it is. Yeah. I mean, it is. It's a great place. We've been to China many, many times and had great experiences. And listen, the reality is, there's people in Louisiana, in America, that eat stuff that none of us would ever touch. We don't even know if it came from somebody eating anything. We think it might have been just handled. And I'm a massive fan of noodles. So we made a Wuhan noodle dish last night.
Good.
You know, it's been fun. Every single night's been, we have somewhere around about 140 different countries that chime in during the live stream. So that's a lot. It feels like the United Nations on there. It's great.
Can I ask about LA, mate? LA is complete lockdown for LA. I know New York is. Is LA the same?
Yeah. I don't want to be, you know, apocalyptic or freak anybody out because I know you guys, I've been speaking with our label reps in Sydney, and you guys are about 1 week behind us in terms of the levels of lockdown. But it is, words cannot explain how weird it feels in LA right now, in the States, period. But LA, I've been taking photos of like a couple of the major intersections. Every now and again, I'll get in the car and just drive around for a minute just to get out of the house and come back. And it hasn't been this empty since 1900, like in a century. You know,
it is weird. Does it look
so bizarre?
I was looking at some of your Instagram posts. The Beverly Center and Beverly Boulevard, which is normally absolutely jam packed all day, every day, and there's not a car. Yeah. There's not a soul or a car on the road.
Nothing. That is Beverly and La Cienega. For people who have never been to LA, that is basically the First and Main Street. It's the single busiest intersection in Los Angeles. And there's never, ever a point where even in a torrential rain or earthquake, you still have cars everywhere. And it was absolutely, I could have run down the middle of it and not hit anything.
And the thing is about America is what my perception of Americans is that very, very busy people. Americans like to do stuff. And for a place like LA to be completely empty is totally extraordinarily bizarre.
Well, it takes a lot of self-control. I had, you know, it's Monday, right? So the weekend kind of felt normal because everybody goes home anyway. But today's today's Monday, or I don't even know, in Australia it's Tuesday, but it is all of a sudden people are making business calls and trying to have calls about, like, you know, I produce a couple TV shows. I'm on a TV show in the States on a songwriting kind of like thing that, right after The Voice. Mm. And we're having all these conversations about, you know, when do we do this? How do we do this? And nobody has any answers. And today I was like, you know what? I had three hours of pointless conversations today because nobody nobody's used to not being able to do stuff. We're, you know, Americans, Californians, especially people in LA, we're so used to being productive that it's taking this kind of weird cooling off period to like realize, hey, it's okay. You don't have to do stuff all the time. It's okay to just exist and breathe and like be home with your family and like learn an instrument or a language or learn how to cook. It's all the things that you've put off for so many years. This is maybe the only time you're going to get handed to actually do it.
It's a reset for people.
That's probably.
Yes. Hopefully, reset for the, and obviously that we're all scared, but we're trying to look at the positives of staying home. It's the same here. We're all starting to stay home with our families, and you know, children are off school, so we're all together for, you know, more time than we have for many years, basically. So we've got to look at the positives, don't we, Ryan?
Yeah, absolutely. You got to keep it positive. The reality is, you know, all these memes are flying around, and everybody's discovered memes again because of this, you know, pandemic. Reality is that, you know, 70 years ago, our grandparents, you know, they got asked to go to war and die and do all kinds of crazy stuff to sacrifice because of there was a pandemic of hate, which was coming out of, you know, the Third Reich and all that stuff. It was a nasty time. And we're getting asked to sit on our couches and watch Netflix, like, FaceTime, and send each other, like, horrifying memes all day. I think we can survive.